I want to give you free access to Weaver Sales Academy. On average, tenured producers that work with us are experiencing a 40% increase in auto, fire, and life production within 90 days. Maybe you just hired a brand new hire. We have a brand new hire training curriculum that will get a brand new hire trained for you and up and selling in less than 10 days. Maybe you need help with life insurance, the new business conversation, maybe pivoting, maybe overcoming objections. We cover it all with our Sales Academy, so make sure you take advantage of our free trial today.
What is the confirmation process like for confirming your appointments? Every appointment has to be confirmed. Is it a day? Is it the morning of? Are we doing it multiple times? What does that process look like?
This is the Insurance Buzz, and we are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. We coach insurance professionals, business owners, and people just like you every day on how to live a life and have a business you are excited about.
Here on the Insurance Buzz, we share the wins, the losses, and everything in between that comes with being married business partners, training in the insurance space, and growing our business side by side. We also connect with other business owners and leaders making their mark in the world and hopefully inspire you to make yours.
Your supervisor is constantly telling you that they need more life insurance out of you. They need more apps. They need more premium, but you don't know how. I know I heard this from my supervisor all the time, and I was like, that'd be great, but I don't know how to produce more life insurance. They never trained me. This is exactly why we created the six-figure life insurance producer course just for you. So if you want to know exactly how to bring life insurance up on those new business P&C sales conversations, when you're servicing a current customer, when you're having an appointment with a customer, whether it's in person or virtually, this is exactly why we created this course. You'll learn from the playbooks, the video training, the word tracks, the scripts. So you'll know exactly how to not only bring it up, but the questions to ask to get them interested in having a conversation with you, how to educate them on the policies you have for their plan and how to ask for the sell a minimum of 3 times in any life insurance conversation. So the best part is it's a one-time investment. You own everything I just shared with you and more forever. So if you're interested, make sure you click the link below, quit struggling, and learn exactly what it takes to be a six-figure life insurance producer. Hey, welcome to the Insurance Buzz. We are your host, Michael and Courtney Weaver. And yes, I laugh almost every time in the intro, because if you're not checking us out on YouTube, Courtney's always just getting us hyped and ready to roll. All right,
let's go, baby.
So today, what we're talking about is if you have an issue with getting appointments to actually show up to your office for appointments or remote, we're going to be discussing exactly what you need to do to get more appointments, not only on your calendar, but to actually show up.
So it's going to come down to one of these three things that are probably an issue. So let's break them down. The first one would be incentivizing your team. What gets rewarded gets repeated. So I would have, if appointments are important to you, I would have that a part of the compensation plan somewhere. There's a couple different ways that you can do this.
Yeah. I love this though. You pay for what you want.
Pay for what you want. That's how we know it's important. We're incentivizing it. So first would be in the commission plan, setting up that a certain amount of appointments have to show up to get full commission of the new business that you write.
Yes. Break that down. Yeah. So for example, what we did is we required our team to meet with 75% of the new business that they wrote, either in person or virtually. The appointment has to be done, and it's got to be done with 3 out of every 4 new households you write. And the reason why we wanted to do that is because buying momentum is so high there in the very beginning that by meeting with new customers, that's where a lot of our financial services production came from. And so if they didn't meet with at least 3 of every 4 new households they wrote, they sacrificed 25% of their commission. So out of all their commission, if you don't meet with customers, you're automatically missing out on 25% of the commission.
So that's onboarding appointments. But if you're asking yourself, that's great, but how do I get life insurance appointments to show up? You can also incentivize paying per appointment. So that would be appointment held or appointment set, completely up to you. Whatever you want to do there. But again, what gets rewarded gets repeated. So decide if it's important to you, how you're going to pay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give my two cents on this.
Please.
I would pay for appointments held, yeah, not appointments set, because if you're, you can, and I, this is from learning lessons, all right? This is from learning, because I used to pay, we used to pay off of appointments set. Well, what would happen with appointments set is we would pay roughly about $25 per appointment set. Bam, 10 appointments, that's $250. 20 appointments, that's $500. Shit, no one's showing up. Yet we're still paying. All right. So this is where you really have to clarify what you want and what's important. And so we made the shift to paying for appointments held. And when we paid for that shift, all of a sudden more appointments started showing up. All right. So more appointments started showing up, but I you are 100% right. Like life insurance appointments, if you're doing reviews with current customers, mm-hmm, it comes back to, again, paying for what you want, incentivizing your team. And you just have to make the decision. If I'm giving you my two cents, I'm paying for appointments held. Because that's where the magic happens, baby. It happens through conversations.
Yeah. And that's the end result that you want. You have to be very clear on what is the desired result that you want and reward accordingly. Okay, so the next problem that you're probably running into is that you are scheduling it too far out into the future. Now, I want you to think about this. Think about a party that you're invited to after 8 p.m., okay? Let's put this in context. You have to put real pants on with a zipper. You're invited to it. It's 2 weeks from now. What do you say? Hell yeah, I'm going. And as it gets closer to time, you think, I'm not going. It's after 8 p.m. and it requires pants. Okay? Too far out in advance.
What has happened to us over the last 15 years?
This is life. But our
20 years old, we'd have just been going out. 35 years, 36 now.
Yeah.
We're like, 8 p.m., it's almost bedtime, baby. Like, this is a no for me, dog.
Our customers are the same way, okay? They're thinking of these life insurance appointments like 8 p.m. zipper dates, okay? We got to make it closer, okay? So what I hear a lot is agents and producers saying, hey, is there a time in the next few weeks that I can get something on the calendar? No, we're not giving them a few weeks. Is there a time in the next 2 to 3 days? We're going to do it in the same week. Give them the word.
Yeah.
So spit it.
And so I want to clarify this too, because one of the biggest mistakes would be a good word that I see in the appointment ask or just setting appointments in general is you're like leaving it up to the customer to be like, yeah, I want to come in, or no, I don't. And when you leave it up to the customer, that answer is typically going to be no. You want me to come in and talk about insurance?
Boring.
Does that sound... No, dude. So, okay. So this goes back to the similar process I teach with everything. Just like you assume a quote, just like you assume the sell, you're going to assume the appointment. All right. So, hey, Courtney, been a long time since you want to do a role play real fast. Mm-hmm. All right. So calling out, simple ask. Let's just phrase this. You'd build a little bit of rapport. You'd catch up a little bit. And then you go into, hey, Courtney, well, one thing that we would love to do since it's been a while since we've met is we'd like to put a time on the calendar over the next 2 or 3 days for you to come into the office, if they have a spouse, for you and the spouse to come into the agency just to review everything, catch up, making sure you're getting all your discounts that should be applied. All right. So wouldn't it be a good time in the next 2 or 3 days to put on the calendar?
2 to 3 days.
You see, 2 to 3 days, and I'm not asking if they want to come in. I'm automatically assuming. Now, if they tell me, you know what, we can't come in. We can't come into the office. Great. When would be a good time in the next 2 or 3 days to put on the calendar for a virtual appointment? So I'm going to spin it right back around at them. If they're like, nope, can't come into the appointment. Great. Well, you know what? We can actually meet virtually. When's a good time in the next 2 or 3 days? So you're trying to take time out of the equation. You're trying to condense it to make it as quickly as possible because people know what's going on over the next 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. They have no idea what's going to happen in 2 weeks. And that's where I see the disconnect because they can look at their calendar, boom, we know nothing's going on. 2 weeks, a lot of shit happens in 2 weeks, all right? So not only are they looking at it as the 8 o'clock zipper appointment, but they're also like, man, life has happened in the last 2 weeks. Some shit has come up. I can't make it.
Yep.
So the sooner that you get the appointment on the calendar, the more likely they are to actually show up. And golden rule here, I'm always going to push for an in-person appointment and then pivot over to a virtual appointment. If it does not work, And my ultimate golden rule is phone appointments do not count.
Yeah.
Are you tired of hiring new producers only to find out that your sales numbers aren't improving? It's a common problem in the insurance industry, but the solution isn't always to keep hiring new people. Instead, it's time to invest in a comprehensive training program that can transform your existing team into top-performing producers. Our insurance training program is designed to help your team achieve measurable sales success. We understand the unique challenges of the insurance industry and have developed a training program that addresses those challenges head on. Our program covers everything from prospecting and lead generation to closing deals and retaining clients. There's so much more to the program. So if you're interested in joining the program that's helped over 10,000 insurance agents nationwide, visit www.weaversa.com or send me a text directly at 816-727-7610 with any questions to find out more.
And I want to add to this too. We give them very specific time. So when we say in the next 2 to 3 days, I have Wednesday at 2, I have Wednesday at 5, I have Thursday at 9 a.m., what yep. works best for you?
Yep.
Assume it, roll right into it, but do not give them 2 to 3 weeks. And then the last problem.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
How to ask for that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just remember here, when would be a good time in the next 2 or 3 days to put on the calendar to meet and go over everything?
Yep.
This is the same way on new business. All right. We're talking about current customers. This is the same way right when you get done closing new business. Hey, Courtney, one thing we like to do here that's a little bit different than any other insurance professional you've ever worked with is we actually like to put a face with a name and get to know who we're doing business with. Plus, I know we just went over a lot. I want to make sure that you're clear on everything. When would be a good time in the next 2 or 3 days to put on the calendar? Bam, boom, onboarding appointment set. Brand new customer meeting with. Again, I'm pushing for in person. And if they say no to that, then we're going to pivot over to the virtual appointment.
Perfect. Last, your confirmation process is broken. If they are not showing up, we are not confirming. So we're confirming ahead of time. I'm a text person. Text me. Hey, got you on the calendar tomorrow at 2. Just confirming. Let me know that still works. Great. Set it up. We have to confirm every single appointment. Give them a heads up. Let me know if for any reason this doesn't work and we need to reschedule. Tell me now because we can move somebody else into that spot.
Hey, you're not the only texting person out there. I mean, according to our buddy Derek that owns a texting company, a very large texting company, 95% of text messages get checked within the first 5 minutes of them receiving it. So you're not the only one out there that's like, yo, I'd like to be communicated via text message.
Yep. What is the confirmation process like for confirming your appointments? Every appointment has to be confirmed. Is it a day? Is it the morning of? Are we doing it multiple times? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so I actually prefer the day of and the day before.
Yep, I like them both too.
I like to always just shoot them a message. Like, Courtney, looking forward to our appointment tomorrow at 10 a.m. I've got everything prepared for you. Would you like a nice cup of coffee in the morning? And how would you like that cup of coffee? Or Diet Coke, or whatever they want, man. Like, I'm getting it ready. Then the morning of, I'm going to be like, hey, Courtney, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in 2 hours at 10 a.m. I'll have that cup of coffee waiting for you. I like both because, again, shit happens. Things happen. Confirm 2 times. This is going to give you the biggest opportunity of actually having people show up.
Yep.
Having people show up.
All right, so let's review the 3 things. Not incentivizing the team. What gets rewarded gets repeated. You're scheduling it too far out. It's got to be in the next 2 to 3 days. That's everything. That's a life insurance appointment. That's a new business appointment. All of it within the next 2 to 3 days. You have to have a confirmation process. The checker gets what the checker checks. So make sure that you are checking it. The other thing that I will add to this, here's a bonus. What is an appointment? You have to make sure that you fully explain to your team what counts as an appointment. So I'll give you our process. For it to count as an appointment for us, you have to go through the entire financial foundation. So that is a full review of not only the policies, but also we're talking about life insurance, we're talking about bank, we're talking about health, we're diving in deeper into the money conversation. So on the front end, I'm collecting the client profile. I'm getting all of their information. And on the backside of that, we're doing the financial foundation where we walk through an entire appointment. It gets scanned into their client portfolio. So I know that it's done, emailed over to the agent. Boom, here is my appointment. All the information, all of the notes have been made into the system. It is all the way done. So the last thing that I'm doing is confirming with the agent that the whole process has been completed. That's a bonus. You have to set the final step up to know what is done, what is an appointment, and when is the appointment complete.
That's a major step. Mm-hmm. That's a huge step. So thank you for covering that. That's some bonus material, but the team has to know exactly what's expected of them during an appointment. So number one, what does the appointment look like? Conversation look like, but then what's expected after the appointment for the appointment to actually be considered complete? Check mark finished. All right. Woo! If you want more appointments showing up, go through these three things and we guarantee you, guaranteed, that you will have more appointments showing up and you will produce more financial services. You'll produce more referrals and you will have happier, more loyal customers. So with that being said, we appreciate you. We understand and know that time and attention are the most valuable and important assets that we have. So we truly appreciate you spending time with us today. We would love to know, text us right now, what are you taking away from today? What did you enjoy about today? Did this help you with your appointment process? 816-727-7610. Other than that, make it a great day, my friend. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Insurance Buzz. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave a rating and review. If you want to take your insurance agency to the next level and join our community, simply check out Weaver Sales Academy at www.weaversa.com. Again, that's www.weaversa.com, or visit the show notes on our new and current programs we have available exclusively for you. As always, time is the most valuable and important asset that we all have, and I appreciate you spending it with me. See you on the next episode.